Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And a high fly ball to left field toward the line and left it. If it's fair, it's gone. It is a fair ball. It hits the foul pole. Andrew McCutchen clears the deck with his 10th cannonball. Pirates are on the board. It's 4-1. Andrew McCutchen.
10th homer of the year for Andrew McCutchen last night as the Pirates rally back. The walk-off winner by Carlos Santana, 8-7 final in a thriller at PNC Park. And it was just an unbelievable scene there at the end. The dancing at home plate, just an electric atmosphere last night. It was great to be down there for it. Jason Mackey was down there for it as well. And Jason's appearances here on The Fan are brought to you by Westminster College, where real experiences lead to real success. A lot of success for the Pirates here this week, Jason. What a moment that was last night. What was the vibe like in the clubhouse after that game? And is there maybe a sense that because of these last four games that this team is maybe set to have a much better July than it did in June?
Yeah, Josh, you know, the mood in the clubhouse was outstanding last night. It was a lot of fun. I don't think anybody would expect anything different. And yes, there is a sense, at least in my mind, that this team is kind of starting a new chapter of its season. And it's been bad, right? Like, let's be honest. They haven't played great ball in May and parts of June. And I think they're starting to discover a little bit more of themselves as they integrate some younger players in here. I asked Carlos Santana about that last night, sort of how do you see this team coming together? You know, and it's a weird mix of old guys, young guys. But it's also, I think, a really quality mix, and I think they're starting to figure out the type of ball they can play. And if Santana's hitting the way he can in the middle of that lineup, Andrew McCutchen's having an absolutely fantastic year. The pitching has been good. You're using enough and the youthful energy from Henry Davis, Nick Gonzalez, you know, even Triolo to a degree. You've got guys in the middle, Sawinski, Castro, et cetera. They've got some guys who can do some things, and I'm curious to see where this goes, because this is starting to, I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, but starting to revert back to a little bit of what was around this team in April.
Yeah, it's, I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's starting at least to look like that resiliency, the offensive production. It's starting to remind you a little bit of that first month. Jason, did you have any expectation that Andrew McCutchen would perform like this on the field? I mean, I like what he brought to the clubhouse, but what he's done on the field here, especially of late, has been pretty darn special, even by Andrew McCutchen standards.
Yep, absolutely. Maybe I'll lie and say I did, but I did. Nobody expected this. In Kutch, he was asked about this after the game. Have you thought about the All-Star game? And he said he has. And you know, then started talking about how proud he is of how this has gone. And I thought this was going to go well. I will go down with that. And, you know, I didn't think Andrew McCutchen was going to come here and limp to the finish line and whatever. And it's been the furthest thing from that. Did I think he was going to be a legitimate All-Star selection? Like, I think he could conceivably go, and I don't think he would be out of place there. No. I mean, he has just been so darn good. I think the reasons for it are widespread. I mean, some of them are, you know, just in his own head, his own comfortability, genuinely loves playing here. Obviously, he made some mechanical adjustments we've all written about with, you know, his head and his load and getting more into his glutes and all that stuff. But, you know, bottom line, this dude's just a really good baseball player. I think, frankly, he has a lot of baseball left in him. I think he's starting to master the designated hitter role. That was something he talked about going into the season, needing to learn a routine. He's got a routine. He's got a great routine. And you're around this team, Josh. The role that he plays with these guys, I mean, I love what a second chapter, another chapter to his career this has become, because he's just, he is the guy.
Is this a case of, you know, he drew so many walks in the month of June, and now we're starting to see the bat come alive. Has one thing led to another there? I mean, he's basically forcing people to throw him pitches to hit right now, essentially, right?
Well, yeah, and he's getting a little bit more protection, too, and that's a key part of this thing. You notice his production has gone up as Henry Davis is produced in the number three spot. You know, he's hit second a lot. Carlos Santana has got better in the number four spot. If he's getting production behind him, guys can't do that. You know, and that's one of the reasons that was happening earlier. It's like, all right, well, you know, Kutch is good. We're not going to let Kutch beat us. So if we walk Kutch, whatever, we'll take our chances with the next guy. It should only get better. I mean, I expect Brian Reynolds to get back this weekend. You know, if you've got that production, you've got Henry, you've got Carlos Santana, and, you know, hopefully you get Key Brian back at some point and his production improves to a level that it can get to. And, you know, if there are other hitters in that lineup and they're forced to throw McCutchen strikes, the way he's seeing the ball right now, he's going to do some damage.
Jason, we just had somebody call in and ask me this question. And to be honest, I don't fully know how to answer this, but when Hayes, Reynolds, and Choi come back, who goes?
Yeah, that seems to be a popular topic among the fan base. I would say Palacios is probably an easy one to send out. Mm-hmm. I think you look at who's producing offensively, and they've got some natural runway with Triolo. I didn't love his at-bats last night. If he's not hitting, he's another easy one to go. And then, I mean, the third one's probably tough. I'm not taking Henry out. I'm not taking Gonzalez out. Bay hitting, you know, before last night, he was, I think, one for his last 29, and that was an important single. And if that sticks, I want to try to have G1 Bay on this roster because I think his legs really help. But if he's not hitting, he'd probably be my next to go. And then from there, I mean, maybe I look at Marcano, Castro. I'm not sure. I liked Gonzalez's defense at short, which is important because if you're going to keep him over Marcano. So, I mean, that's the kind of list I'd work down. And the guys you mentioned are obviously going to come back and get a roster spot. It's going to be a tough scenario, Josh, when Choi does come back, which is, you know, in the next couple of days as well. What do you do at first base, DH, right field? What becomes of Henry? I don't know how you work that. But I know that Choi's going to be here and you're going to have to figure it out.
Well, if only Henry Davis could catch, right? I mean, that would probably solve a lot of issues naturally right there.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly would, and I'd like to see it too.
We were going to see it last night if the Pirates had tied the game, though, right? I mean, does that maybe show that there's at least some growth and trust and development that's coming about here for Henry Davis, or is that just more victims of desperation, perhaps, there where they got to in the ninth inning last night?
I think it's victims of desperation. But here's the reality of the situation. I mean, you're exactly right, and you probably need Henry Davis to catch to make their roster work. And to make their roster work, you're not going to keep Henry, DeLay, and that's tough to do. And somebody's going to have to go. And frankly, I don't think it should be Austin Hedges. I know there are plenty of people out there who will disagree with me, but like, I want Austin Hedges to work with Henry Davis defensively, which he's already done. Like, he's leading some of the side sessions that Henry Davis is doing, and I think that's a good thing. He's a very good teacher. But they're going to have to make a hard decision. Maybe that means Jason DeLay. I don't know. But you also need to rip the Band-Aid off on Henry catching. That's where I fall on this thing. Like, if he catches and he's absolutely terrible, at least people will see it. It'll shut him up. I know that. And at least you'll know. And then you don't go back to it. But I think it's unfair to say this kid can't catch if somebody told me you can't write, but they wouldn't give me an opportunity to write and show them, like, that's a little unfair, isn't it?
I would agree with that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jason, Derek Shelton, obviously, I think has taken it on the chin here over the last month. I thought the way that he managed the game last night, though, and this goes in line with the decision to potentially have Henry Davison, I thought he managed the game very well last night. There were a number of times where I said, all right, it seems like they are playing truly to win this game and not looking at tomorrow or Sunday, etc. They're looking to win this game. And is that maybe a change in approach or a change in philosophy that's also sort of bred out of, you know, the clock or the calendar's turning to July and it's time to maybe get serious about if they're going to be a, you know, a contender here or not?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's born out of circumstance, too, and that's a little bit of what you're saying, Josh, but I think it's, you know, they need to win games. They need to win games because they played crappy baseball for more often than they would have liked, and I agree with you 100%. I had that same feeling watching last night's game unfold, you know, getting Beto out of there when he did. Like, there are times where he probably would have let him maybe work through some things or use this as a development period. No way. You know, he didn't have his best stuff. Get him out of there. Find guys who can patch things together. And, you know, it, honestly, props to Shelton for the way he managed. It was great, and they should be managing games like that, and they should be pursuing victories, and there's the opportunity to do that. So, yeah, I mean, a little bit of a sense of urgency, but at the same time, like, we shouldn't be throwing them a parade. This is, you're trying to win Major League Baseball games. It's just encouraging to see them doing that.
Jason, we're talking with Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette here. And Jason, Johan Oviedo is going to the mound today. I've been really impressed with the way that he's been able to cut down on the walk totals. And to me, even though he's 3-8 on the year with a 4.06 ERA, he looks like a guy who might be their number two pitcher right now. Is that a fair statement? And what's kind of clicked here and changed for Oviedo over the last month?
Yeah, I've liked Oviedo too, Josh. He's been really good. I think it's an ERA under 3 over his past 9, if memory serves. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you've nailed it. What has clicked for Oviedo is throwing strikes. And when he throws strikes and gets quick out, man, he can be dominant. There's been a couple things inside of that that explain it, like him using a sinker and having more command of it. Gives him another option. For whatever reason, I don't know if it's arm slot, maybe it's just mentality, that seems to help his slider too. Earlier in the year when he was so slider-heavy, opposing teams would sit on that and he didn't really have any place else to go. And now he's sort of setting up the slider with his sinker. I mean, he still throws a four seamer that he runs up there about 98. So you add that combination. He's still got a curveball, still got a changeup. He's got a lot of very good weapons. And for a while he was using them, but not controlling them. Now he's using them and controlling them, throwing strikes, attacking hitters. And I would agree with you. He's their second best pitcher. It hasn't been something that's been talked about probably as much as it should, but this dude's really, I mean, an excellent trade last year with Quintana bringing in Oviedo and Malcolm Nunez, but he's still young, powerful arm, really good kid. I like what he's brought.
Jason, how many times have you been asked Cruiser Skeens in the last month?
A lot, and I totally understand it. It's such a huge question, man. It really is. I ask myself the question every day.
Have they gotten closer maybe to tipping their hand, do you think, on who they're going to go with, or are they still trying to figure it out? And is there anything to this whole report that Dylan Cruz won't want to sign here if they do draft him 1-1?
Okay, so I'll take the second part of that first, because that's nonsense. That idea is so silly. And why I say that's silly, no Major League Baseball team has ever had an amount of allotted pool money that the Pirates have. The slot value for the 1-1 pick has never been as high as it is. So Dylan Cruz is going to get the largest signing bonus in the history of Major League Baseball if the Pirates take him. Like, that's what he's going to be looking at. So you're telling me that this kid's going to turn down that amount of money? I don't think so. Because why? Why would he do that? He would turn down that amount of money and then go back to college as a senior when he has no financial leverage coming out back to school, because he will have used up his eligibility to take the risk of maybe getting that money next year. Come on. It's an agent spinning things to try to gain leverage for his client, which I certainly understand and respect. But Dylan Cruz will sign with the Pirates if they draft him. I'm pretty confident of that. Now, does Dylan Cruz make the most sense for him? This is the question I think Pirates fans should be asking about this whole situation. Now, if Dylan Cruz wants a lot of money, which I understand and respect, Scott Boras is his agent, they're just doing their job. I get it. But if he wants a ton of money and you can save $2 million by drafting Paul Skeens, that's what I would do, Josh. And I was on with the PM team saying the same thing. Like, that money is important, because then you can go and comp round, second round, third round, throw extra money at high school kids and get more talent by going over slot and taking them away from college commitment. That's a strategy. That's not the Pirates being cheap. That's employing a good draft strategy. So that's the question I'd be asking right now.
Is the biggest concern with Skeens the fact that he threw so many pitches and that you could be staring down the barrel of, you know, maybe up to 2 years lost because of Tommy John surgery? I mean, is that the caution, I guess, when you talk about Skeens? Because it seems like if you can get a dynamite, surefire, Steven Strasburg comp sort of pitcher, that's probably the guy you take more times than not. But I'm guessing that the injury factor of it has to come into play as well.
That's it. And it's a risk. Risk-reward, right? Like, the upside of the Pirates taking Paul Skeens, if that's what they would do, they get a premium arm for a price far below market value. You know, think about what Garrett Cole signed for, or, you know, Max Scherzer, or Justin Verlander. Any premium pitcher is going to make so much money because it's so valuable. They're going to get that guy for a number of years, and they could get him, like, you know, soon for really cheap. Mm-hmm. It's a smart gamble. And then you have to, of course, add injury risk, because he's thrown a lot of – like, I don't think the Pirates or anybody else is going to be scared off by the number of pitches Paul Skeens has thrown or how his arm looks. But with a pitcher, there's always going to be that concern. It's just a more sure thing with a position player, and that's one of the reasons why you're not hearing, you know, a bunch of things. I mean, those are all internal discussions. The Pirates are going to feel how they're going to feel about, you know, his arm – pitcher versus position player, et cetera. Like, they're not going to ever make that stuff public.
Jason, did you see the boat of furries floating down the river last night?
I did.
Did you hear the noises that were coming from the boat?
You guys
might have had the windows closed. I'm not sure, but my windows were open.
The windows were open. Yep.
Yeah. That was
yipping. Is that what it's called?
I think it's actually yiffing, but
yiffing,
I believe, is what it's called. But I think I might have made a mistake there when I said it's yipping. But, yeah, they were. And you know what? They can keep coming back, because Andrew McCutchen hits like 500 and launches baseballs when they're here. I don't understand it. But, hey, whatever. As long as they're here and he's swinging and they're bringing money into the city, who cares what they do?
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.